Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and God bless you. Welcome to Morning Manna with your host, Apostle Diane Chappelle, greeting you from the great gate city of Detroit. Saying happy morning to you. Pray that you're up and stirring and getting ready for the excitement of a brand new day. Pray that your week has been good. And good to have you on board. Amen. Father, we bless you, we magnify you, and we do honor you this morning. We thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy unto us. We do thank you for one more day to move in your presence, to worship and praise, honor and magnify your name. We're just grateful today, and we continue to rejoice. We thank you for the person and work of Holy Spirit as he continues to bring knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to us that we might know clearly how we're to move in a season of transition that we may, not only in learning, bring honor and glory to your name. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the cleansing, redeeming blood of our Lord and Savior that is forever working miracles in our lives and covering and doing all those things that create the eternal life that we move in right now. For that, we do give you praise. So we thank you, Father, for all that you're doing. We give you praise. I thank you for those that are listening now, or those who are here later. I pray that you will continue to bless them, meet them where they are, and carry them where you have destined them to be. And for that, we give you praise once again. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, bless you this morning. Like I said before, great to have you on board. Great to see and understand what Father is doing in this hour. And we just want to look at some additional things. Amen. I've been teaching on transitioning from church to kingdom age and literally making a shift from that familiar place that we've been raised up in. And when I say church, I'm speaking of the traditional and the system church. The church that was created and structured by man, amen, and shifting from that that structure to kingdom reality, the ecclesia, the open church. The church is not divided by walls. So as we are looking at what the Father is doing, and truly it's not anything we're doing, the Father is doing it. He's bringing his body into a place of oneness, that we can operate in our gifts and our vision, his purpose, that we may move into the destinies that he has designed and planted in us before the foundation of the earth, that we would move in this time and this season outside of the constricts and constructs of man, but move entirely into that place. The Holy Spirit has given us direction, and Father has ordained and licensed us to move into those places. So we are definitely in that place, and we are, I'm rejoicing, amen. When we understand the season that we're in, when we understand the timing that we're in, when we understand that we are in a place of transition that every other generation did not experience, it should give us reason to rejoice. It's almost as if I'm fond of saying the Father kept us for such a time as this, because we could have been born in the 1800s. We could yet to be born. Amen. But he destined this for us. So we are in this time, place of movement, shifting, turning, changing, coming in alignment with his purpose and his plan. Amen. Well, this morning I want to tap into something that I've been dealing with for months, actually. Through conversations with other leaders, from conversations with those that know other leaders, and other potential leaders and such. But there seems to be, there seems to be an exodus, if you would, from our denominationally structured churches. Now, let me clarify that word denomination, because sometimes we hear denomination and we think Baptist, Methodist, Cogid, or Assemblies of God, those definitive churches. But as we kind of leave out independent non-denominational, well, non-denominational does not mean that it's not a denomination. A denomination is not, are not the structure. The structure in itself, the denomination is a mindset. Amen. It is a mindset that separates, divides, contains, constrains. It's a structure. It's a building. It's a probably the majority of the body of Christ, when they hear church, the first thing they envision is a building, a structure. When in actuality, we're the church individually and collectively. We make up the church. So there are some things that are some structures that are in mindset that are being challenged in this hour. And it's not man doing it. It's God doing it. He's bringing us into alignment with his purpose and his plan. And he is, I would say, desirous, but he's determined that he will have that which he asked for. One thing we have to become clear of, that when we were, and you've heard me say this before, we've all been born with purpose. And sometimes we think that the purpose that we're born with is contained within us, and is there, and the, and it happens through us, by us, and we initiate it. But that's not the way it is. We were born with purpose, but we were born with his purpose. We were born with the Father's purpose. He knows exactly why he has sent us into the earth. He knows exactly what we're to do once we become saved or born from above, is the term I prefer using. He knows exactly how he has ordained us and licensed us and released us to operate in the earth. It has nothing to do with man. It has nothing to do with us, except whether or not we understand, receive, and operate and allow him to operate. It's all designed and it's purposed by God. And the other one is vision. We do not have a vision. We carry his vision. It's his vision. Amen. He has the vision. Habakkuk says, wait for the vision, not to create a vision. Wait for the vision. The vision is already in place. And so when we begin to shift our mindset and understand that I'm in the earth because of Father's plan, I'm in the earth in order that I may move according to the plan for my life and destiny that was created before the foundations of the earth. I didn't draw a lot to become who I am or where I am. I am in the earth as you are, designed and sent in the timing of God to accomplish something for him that will bring glory to his name and that will lift him up on high and that will shift nations and cities and regions and the globe for his purpose, for his benefit, for his worship, and for his praise. Anything short of that is man-made. It has nothing to do with what God is doing. And until man comes in alignment with what God has ordained, man, we will always be out of sync. We will always be out of place. We will always be wandering through the earth, trying to make do and thinking that we're making do, through those advances that we create and not recognizing that this is the mainstay of being in the earth, to come in alignment with God's purpose and his plan. Amen. So in that place, what happens certainly is that Father is deconstructing, if you would, the understanding of the church as far as structure. Amen. He is that kingdom and church are not the system. Church and kingdom are not the same. They're not the same. One, once again, is created by man, tradition of men, philosophies, organizational structures, and those type of things, their own set of constitution and bylaws and all these other kind of things, hierarchical order, where they're sitting one over the other, all of these are created through the implementation of man, and it did not start with us, and you know where I'm going. It started with Constantine changing the foundation, and what has grown up on a broken foundation is that which God is changing in this hour to bring it in alignment with his purpose and his plan. So when I say that it's an exodus, it's literally an exodus of those that Father is bringing out. So you need to understand. Now, I'm not talking about a revolution. I'm not speaking of those who are angry with leadership and want to start their own thing and da 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 and are operating out of the carnal part of their being. I'm not talking about those. I'm speaking of those that Father is gently bringing out so that they can be assigned into those places that he is assigning them. And listen, and why is he bringing them out? He's bringing them out for one reason. He's bringing them out because they've been praying. Amen. And sometimes we pray, and we can get into a place of praying in total sweet communion with God, and our whole heart is engaged in that prayer. Father is listening to that prayer because that prayer is speaking of the communion that has been established between us and him. And he knows the exact thing that's on our heart. He knows the exact thing that we are crying out for or praying for or desiring or gifted for or in the earth for. He knows the exact time. He knows the exact thing, and he knows the exact timing that there is to be a separation from the cocoon, if you would, into that place where there will be the manifestation of the butterfly. It's a metamorphosis happening. It's a metamorphosis happening. And this metamorphosis, once again, is not orchestrated by man. If man tries to pull the butterfly out of the cocoon before it's seasoned, the butterfly dies, and the cocoon is of none effect. God is doing this. Father is doing this in this time and season, and we must understand that. If we do not understand that, we get trapped in the intent of our own mind. We get trapped in the intent of our will. We can get trapped in the intent of our emotions. We can get trapped in the intent of our soul. If we do not understand that the Father is moving us, some of us, amen, in the purpose that he has designed so that we can fulfill that which he's given us to do. Amen. So we detaching is not an easy thing. Amen. So this is why Father orchestrates it. There are those individuals that have come out, have been out for a long time. There are those that have come out, are wondering, now, what do I do next? There are those who are preparing to come out, okay, and there those that are considering coming out, okay, and four groups that are active right now, those that are out, those that are coming out or crossing the threshold right now, those that are in preparation to come out, and those that are considering coming out. This is not happening according to the mind of man. This is happening through the influence of Holy Spirit. Hear me. And this is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about us operating out of our flesh. I'm talking about God is shifting and moving us into that place that he has designed us so that we can function. Why? Because he's building up a company that will be able to speak into the lives of others that are trying to come out or coming out. God is building. He's separating. He's separating the wheat and the tares for one. He's also separating the mindset of man so it can be engaged by the mind of Christ, which is operated and orchestrated by the Holy Spirit, that his church will be his church and not that one which has been created by man. Amen. So please hear my heart on this. I'm out of a denomination. I thank God for the denomination that I came out of because it gave me some foundation. Amen. It gave me some policy and a whole lot of politics, but it gave me some foundation. That the foundation was to prepare me for the next move. Listen to me, somebody. Where you are right now in a setting that we define as a denomination or that which is a structure that has its own organization, amen, has its own organization. You may well be being prepared for the Lord to move you into a place that is now to fulfill the skills or the gifts or the whatever was added to in that setting. God is getting ready to give increase to it in another place. Hear what I'm saying? And understand me, when we speak negatively of denominations, we're out of order. We are out of order. First, if you don't understand the history of that denomination. You don't understand how God was moving when that denomination, or what has become that move that has become a denomination, was established. You're out of order. And so we have to stop releasing sounds and words out of our mouths unless we have gone and searched the thing out to understand that many of the denominations that we want to condemn were started by apostles. Amen. Many of the things that happened, life caused them to need to do do something that would bring them into a place where they could engage the Father. The black church, if you excuse me, was one of them. Amen. They had to find a place because we weren't allowed to worship and prayer and praise and whatever. Okay, so something had to be formed. So be careful what we curse. Amen. Be very careful what we curse, and know a thing by the Spirit, know a situation by the Spirit, and not by our carnal construct. I didn't know that was coming up out of me, but amen. Glory to God. It is out here. Receive and believe. Okay. Praise the Lord. So once again, we're in this place. There are two scriptures that I want to bring to your attention in this moment, and we're going to be dealing with some things because the breaking away is not easy. It's not an easy thing because once the Exodus start, remember when the Hebrew children broke out of Pharaoh had given permission, but then while they were yet exiting, while they were yet moving in transition from Exodus to the Promised Land, Pharaoh changed his mind. He wanted to know what made me do that and went after them. Amen. I am witnessing individuals that are being coerced back. I mean, I'm talking about out, individuals that are totally out, but are being coerced to come back. Okay, that's another teaching. One of the things that blind us, both in the pulpit and the pew, is that we do not understand the workings of the demonic and the things that he is doing to keep us bound. That is because we do not understand the demonic, nor do we understand the angelic. Okay, so we're just kind of in there. We're just kind of operating. So what happens if we do not understand the eternal things that have been made, have been provided for us? If we do not understand first that they've been provided, then we aren't even going to have a thought about trying to obtain them or to receive them. We have no clue that they've been made provide their provision. We have no clue. No one sold us. Okay, those things that have been provided for us that need our come in an agreement to receive them. Well, if you don't know what's been provided, how you going to receive it? How you going to come in agreement with it? I'm telling you that as long as we're operating out of our own mindset, we're going to miss God. I don't care what our language is. I don't care how much we talk about it. I don't care how much we deal with it. If there's not a place of intimacy where there's one-on-one communion, I'm not talking about in the church communion. I'm talking about one-on-one communion with the Father. If there's not an intimacy that is established and built up with the Father, we will always get tricked out of purpose. We'll get tricked out of vision. We'll get tricked out of destiny. You better hear what I'm saying this morning. Father is calling us, and he's saying, I need intimacy with you so that you can understand why you're even in the earth. You hear me this morning? We don't know why we're here. So we're going around to all these places, Bible schools and seminaries and studies, and listen, they're good, have good seed, but if you go outside of the Holy Ghost, you're going to get whatever you need to get outside of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Everything on this earth except sin, God created. And he created it for his good. He is able to turn every negative thing that's happened in our lives into good if we yield to him and we become one with his purpose and his plan and become one with his destiny. Glory to God. I need you to hear me. I need you to hear me. Because one thing we have to understand is timing. We don't have no kick-around time. We don't have, well, I'll get to it in a minute, or I'll come that way next year. You may not be here yet next year. Jesus may come back next year. Or the very thing that was destined to you for the now will have been taken over by somebody else. And when you get back next year, it won't have any need. Because God, listen, God is not going to stop his negotiating. He's not going to stop his plan. He's not going to stop his process. He's not going to wait for us to get ready when he has made us ready. Hear me. You go back. The Lord said to me years ago, and I'll never forget it. He says, never forget there's always someone standing in queue. And, I mean, it was like the hair stood up on the back of my neck. It was like, not so, God, not so. And he was saying, you're not important enough that you can move and stop what I'm doing. Okay? He says, someone will move, step right into your step and keep the process going. And the grace on that, we'll never know it happened. And I call why I call it grace, because to know that somebody stepped in our place would be heartbreaking. God's love will not allow that. He just keeps on going because he's not going to violate our will. Understand me? He's not going to violate our will. What he desires is our will locked in with his will. Amen. And the only way that our will locks in with his will is active engagement with the Holy Spirit. Okay, that is the spirit of truth, for one, and is able to meld those two together, our will and the Father's will. Okay, here we go with another teaching. Glory to God. So hear what I'm saying this morning. So the Father is desiring us now. Transition means movement. Transition means change. Transition means going another direction. Look up the word, transition. We're in transition. Look up the word shift. We're in shift. So if you aren't transitioning and you aren't shifting, it's either not your time or you're missing the clock somewhere. Amen. Or you're satisfied where you are. Okay. And God loves us so much that he'll allow us to be satisfied where we are. And we'll still bless us. And we'll still bless us. Amen. But the abundance of that which it has in store for us, like I said, we'll never know. And we'll just skip to the loop, all right, happy and content. And the Holy Ghost will be grieved because of our inability to lock in with him and get the directions that he has for us. Okay. So, before I even go to this text, I understand that it's not easy to separate from the familiar. I understand that. All right. And I'm speaking to two or three groups. Those that are already out, that are being drawn back. That's another message. But we're all in the company of one. We're all moving. But I'm speaking of those that I'm speaking to all of us that need to understand that the Father's in this. In Acts, the 13th chapter, go with me there, please, starting at verse 1 from the King James Version. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, Eminem, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. And they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. Okay. Let me just, for clarity, read the same four verses out of your Amplified. Now in the church of Antioch, there were prophets who spoke a new message. It's hard for me to see this. Hold on a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes it's lighting and it's print. Jesus. Okay. Now in the church at Antioch, there were prophets who spoke a new message of God to the people and teachers, Barnabas, Saul, and Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manan, who had been brought up with Herod, Antipas, the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were serving the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Separate apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then after fasting and praying, they had laid their hands on them in approval and dedication and sent them away on their first journey. So they being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. Okay. That is the way the process operates. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the one doing the separating and the sending and the releasing. The releasing, the sending, and the separate. The separating, release, and sending. Amen. It's the Holy Spirit that's operating this. The only thing we deal with in the process is agreement or disagreement. We either move with the Holy Spirit or we do not move with the Holy Spirit. All right. And so what's happening now, and why this is something that the body needs to understand, need to understand for their own spiritual comfort, if you would, and knowing that whatever is going on with me, I'm being led by the Holy Spirit to do that. And excuse me, understand the Father will not leave us out there alone trying to make those decisions. He will either send them out together two by two, or he'll send them in a direction that someone can capture their hand and hold them while they steady themselves, while they make that transition. Transition is not easy at all, and it's certainly not easy when you're trying to move enter it by yourself and not enter it with direction. But what we have to, and listen, and this is why the intimacy with the Father is so critical. We have to be able to hear him give direction. We have to be able to hear Father give direction. It's his transition. Come on, somebody. It's his work. It's his purpose. It's his vision. We just come along for the ride. It's his. Okay. So it's him that makes the determination. It's him that sets us in those places. And what Father does, he sets up, I call them safe houses. I've been out of the denomination going on, it'll be 3 years in August. I pastored 17 years. And in the last portion of that, pastor, maybe halfway, and I didn't understand it until the Lord began to make clarity that the Lord gave me a heart for safe houses, spiritual safe houses. He gave me a desire to be and the people that walked with me, to be a place where people could come and be safe, especially leaders, because my call is to leaders, even though it's called to the body, that they could be comforted, that they could come in and sit at the back of the church. They had to worry about bringing a word or reading a scripture, doing a prayer. Just sit, be still, so that they could find peace in their inner being, so that they could function. There are people that Father has put in place, and I'm one, that he put in place to be a catalyst to help transition so they can speak into lives those individuals that are coming out of places so they will not get seduced back into places or get lost in the transition. Because what's happening in transition, you're coming to a whole different arena. You aren't coming into a place that you have on your map or your GPS or you studied out or you search out. You're moving an Abrahamic move. You have no idea where you're going. You're just knowing that you're being compelled to go. Your faith has to be that the Father knows exactly the timing of your departure. He knows exactly that which you're to encounter on the way, and he knows the exact timing of your arrival. And everything in all three of those brings together to bring you into a place of totality in your purpose and why you're even in the earth. Amen. So we have to begin to understand that we cannot we cannot walk in old wineskins. We cannot We cannot walk in old past things. God is pulling some out now to help others that are in get brought out. Now, I don't know what the Lord is doing. He may well repair. He may I don't know what he may do with the church. I just know what he's doing right now, and I know he's separating some to building up because they're to be the remnant of this generation and of this generation. You know what I'm saying? We have leaders, and we've done the same thing. I'll say, well, we're prepared for the next generation. Who told you that? Who told you that? That we were being prepared for the next generation? Where is that in Scripture? That the generations were being prepared for the next generation. Well, what happens to the generation that's now in place? Nothing that goes on in preparation for them. No, that's bad theology. I did not say that there would be three generations going out. No, when they left Egypt, everybody left. Everybody left. Amen. All generations left. When they got to the Red Sea, all generations were at the Red Sea. When they died in the wilderness and the new generation rose up and they followed Caleb and Joshua and got to the River Jordan, all generations got there. Stop this preparing for the next generation, because if we spend our energy, understand that we're not preparing for the entire generation, all right? That we miss the one doing the preparing misses what we're supposed to be receiving. Why are we busy preparing for yet? No, we prepare. Everybody is prepared. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is prepared. And this is one of the reasons why we miss things, because we once again, that union with the Father can bring us into the place, and the union with the Holy Spirit to bring us into direction has been missed. All right. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we move according to the Father's plan. We don't move. If we move according to our own plan, it's the same as eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that does not, that got Adam kicked out of Eden. Okay? All right. Well, the process doesn't change. We can do it our way, Adam did, or we can do it God's way, which he is divine and designed. Amen. So we have to be secure in him. And I think one of the things that we miss is that security in him, because we miss the security because we've been challenged by so many outside things and resources and sounds that sometimes we can miss what Father is saying. This is why we have to build on our intimacy. And how do you build on your intimacy? You become cognizantly aware. Father, I need more. I need more. I need more walking with you in the cool of the garden. I need more encounter and engagement with you. I need to hear with greater clarity from you what your heart is for me in this time of season. I need to know. We have to learn to engage Father personally as well as corporately. Okay, we're good in praying in group, but we need to be able to commune with him one-on-one. All right, so that we can hear clearly what he is saying, so that we can bear witness in our souls, and we can move forward according to the purpose and plan of the Father. All right, so God did the separating, and all you just look, and he did the separating while they were in the process of ministering to the Lord and fasting. They were in the process of worship and praise, and in that process, the Holy Ghost invaded their service, if you would, and said to them, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And understand who's doing the calling here, and who's doing the sending here, and who we're giving ear to here. Amen. And then he goes on to say, so, and when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent, amen. I had an incident while I was yet, an occasion of something while I was yet pastoring a young mother very close into the ministry, very vital to the ministry, who was having some issues with her son and needed to go to another literally go to another church where there was a program that would help this young man change the course of his life. And I released her. I'd have to pray. I released her. Where he was could have been on his way to prison, he's now at Madonna. Okay, you see what I'm saying? We have to hear God. If we have to hear him, and we have to know that there's a place of release. The Holy Spirit had need for her to assist her son in a place that would help build her son up. Okay, and that other place had the facilities and the ability to do that. And see, that's another thing about denominations. You split up the body, okay, and you have one gift over here, and you have another gift over there, and you have another gift over there, but then the denomination has walls that are placed between all these gifts. So we spin around in the giftedness of the structure, and we never come fitly joined together with the entire body that these gifts can be exchanged and interchanged and expanded and tap into the whole body. Do y'all hear what I'm saying this morning? Amen. So Father is right now getting us strategically placed places that he desires us so that we can begin to function according to his purpose and plan in those places. And I'm telling you, if we miss getting in the places, then we just have to find another place. Glory to God. And I don't advise that. Amen. So once again, we're moving forward. And I say over and over again, it's not easy. It's strange because we've never been this way before. All right. But one thing, going back to Joshua, when they were getting ready to cross the River Jordan, what Joshua said to the people, he said, follow the priests who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant and follow them from a distance. What was he saying? Follow the priests. They're carrying God. He's leading you over to the other side. Okay. And the same thing here, the Holy Ghost is leading us over to the other side. That we begin to, we're the pioneer generation. Y'all hear me? We're the pioneer generation. Okay, all transitions are pioneer in effect. All right, they set a course. They turn, shift, and set a course. Okay, that's what transition is. And so when the Father raises up in the season of transition, that means he is shifting, turning, and setting a course and moving forward. Okay, because now there are others. We have to set the path so others can follow. We can't keep going and spinning around in the same place. We'll be at the mountain, stand at the mountain of Horeb too long, and we'll look like little bottleheads going around the base of the mountain because we just keep going around the same track, going around the same track, talking about a rut, going around the same track, going around the same track. And God has given us all these exit points. Come out from among that place so your gift can make room for you so that you can manifest in that place that I've given you. Glory to God. Amen. One more scripture I want to leave with you is Ephesians 2, verse 10. And we've looked at this before, and I'm going to just look at this from the Amplified rather than do the, for time's sake, rather than do both translations. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, his own masterwork, a work of art, created in Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works which God prepared for us beforehand, taking paths which he set so that we would walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us. Amen. You hear that? But we are his workmanship. He put us together. We're here for his purpose. Right? His own masterwork, his own work of art, right? Created in Christ Jesus, which means we were reborn or born from above. We've been spiritually transformed. We've been renewed. We have been made ready to be used for good works which God himself prepared for us beforehand. He did it from eternity. He had already set it in motion that we would take paths which he has set. Not moving on our own, but taking the paths that he has set. How are we going to know those paths being directed by Holy Spirit? All right, so that we would walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us. Amen. So I don't know. I don't know how more emphatic I can be in the season, and I'm even now, and this thing is so vitally important. I've had men of God on three-way calls with apostles out of California to help speak into their lives and get things into alignment. I'm starting an advanced Bible study to speak into lives and help them capture the reality of what they're doing, because I keep hearing the Lord say to me, there's always someone in you. Okay, you step out of place if you want to. Okay, and he wasn't saying that to me to be threatening. In fact, I wasn't doing anything. That was just a moment of revelation. But what it did, it made me assure myself I never want to be found in that position where I'm moving outside of his will or outside of his design or outside of his purpose or outside of his vision. That's why I kind of stay close to him, amen, all right, so that I can hear and be directed clearly as to what he is saying and doing. Because I don't wanna be blessed. I wanna be blessed, but I don't wanna be blessed and know that I miss blessings by being blessed. I don't wanna be graced and understand that I'm being graced out of his love. But I could have been graced out of his love and his purpose, but the love will always cover me. That will always cover me. That will always be a good thing. But the purpose in which I was sent to earth, I may have to give an answer to that later on down the line. Amen. And so we want to keep the conversation not going in that direction, if you would. Amen. So I pray you guys are hearing me this morning. I pray that it's touched some things and brought some reality, given some direction. Give a listen to this again. For those of you that may not be informed, I've cut this down to this broadcast down to 45 minutes on Sunday because it seems that there's some other things that I need to be preparing for to get in place that which the Father is calling me to do in this season. So I'm getting ready to sign off. Father, I thank you for that what you are saying, you've said and done through the power of your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father God, for these that are listening and those who will hear, that they will be find their sure direction through the guidance and leading of the Holy Spirit that is even now separating many to do the work in which he has called them. And look at the word as the Holy Spirit has called them in this hour. So I thank you, Lord God, for each and every one. And Father, we pray for those individuals that are out, those that are coming out, those that are thinking about coming out, those that are wherever they are. We pray for your hand of peace, a shalom, to rest upon them, and that you would send those agents of the kingdom that will be there to speak into their lives and stand in the gap with them and to do those things that will help them make that transition out of the church mindset into the kingdom reality. It's a short step, but it's a tedious step. So Father, we just pray. We pray that your hand will rest upon them, as only yours can. We give you praise for it. We honor you. We magnify you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And for the last couple of minutes, guys, remember announcing the Striking the Nation Detroit Ablaze encounter that's coming up June, the weekend of Pentecost, June the 6th through the 9th. Our main place is Cobo Hall. We will get the information out, but pencil that on your calendar. Detroiters that are out of state, born in Detroit, or have a heart for the city, we're calling you home for that weekend as we watch the Father do what only he can do by the way of the Holy Spirit. We have already those coming from Texas and Louisiana and Oklahoma, Canada, and others that have penciled it in. So put that on your calendar. June the 6th through the 9th, that's Thursday through Sunday, the Pentecost weekend. And prayerfully, we will see you there. Have a great and marvelous day and wonderful worship. And we will talk next week. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.